Hi, buddy.
How you doing?
Doing well. Questions for Buddy Reed? Martine?
Hey, buddy. I know this spring is kind of a really good chance for you to get some action here in Cactus League games.
Sure.
How nice was it for your first game, especially to show off your arm like that on those couple throws you made?
Oh, no, it was awesome. Very fortunate to be able to start the first game in any capacity, whether it's, opening day or spring training. So it was really cool. Awesome to be out there with a bunch of fans, it's definitely different again and cool to be there with the guys. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of nerves, to be honest with you, but, we'll get over and it was day one. So we have a lot more to work on and to grow from. And, I'm excited for the rest of the spring.
Matt?
Hi, buddy. How would you just kind of describe how your year went last year, obviously, with not being able to play games for almost a year now? What were you able to do? Do you feel like you were able to make progress? How did your year go in 2020?
Oh, no, it was really solid, to be quite honest with you. Going to the alt side and figuring some things out from a hitting standpoint, even defensively as well. I just want to be a complete player. I want to work my butt off, each and every day. Learn from the guys that are ahead of me and that are in the big leagues now. And then hopefully when I get my chance to not take it take it lightly pretty much. And, because I'm looking out here, I'm coming here to win a job. So all that hard work that I've had so far is going to continue to progress here in spring training.
Where do you feel like you made the most progress at the alt site?
I would say, just being an all-around player, I bunted more. I hit well from both sides of the plate, which was solid. And, I just look forward to taking the things I learned at the alt site and the things I'm learning each and every day with these guys and applying it to the game.
Shayna?
That was going to be my question, but what do you think that you learned defensively or offensively that's helping you most now?
Being myself, for the longest time, I'd always had someone tell me like, hey, it's sort of got to be this way, that way in order to do things. And then when I got in the box, a couple of guys just helped me with, being more loose, just being yourself, knowing who you are as a hitter and even defensively, like working on my jumps, not being too low in the ground because I'm a tall guy, just all these little things that make a big difference. And hopefully, obviously it's only day one, game one, I'm not worried, but throughout the course of spring training, you'll see me and all the other guys just, coming out, giving our best effort.
Pat?
You mentioned this a little bit. Just what was it like to get back out on the field in front of fans?
It was awesome. Hearing the guys that we were talking about, one guy from the Dodgers was just, saying some stuff. And it's just like, wow, you can't, couldn't wait. You couldn't wait however many days to come out here and just start chirping at us. So it was just like, it's good to hear. I mean, all that stuff, gets you hyped up. Like, more than ever, I've never been as nervous as I was in the past. But today I was nervous, but it was actually a lot of fun just being out there hearing the people talk smack. It's actually cool.
Shayna?
You mean to say one of the fans was chirping, or was it a player?
No, it was one of the fans. Players would be chirping and everything, but no, it's cool to hear it from the people that don't really, aren't playing.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.